A Tribute to Phil Hatlen, by Joy Efron. Editor's note, Mitch Pomerantz sent the following note when he forwarded this tribute. Joy references JAC, which was the Joint Action Committee, which was a coalition of organizations and agencies of and for the blind with a particular interest in the education of blind and low-vision youth. She also mentions Francis Blend, which was Francis Blend School for the Blind, a K-6 day school located in Los Angeles. I attended Francis Blend and worked with Dr. Efron on two occasions to keep the school open. Unfortunately, it was finally closed a couple of years ago thanks to the persistence of the special education inclusionists. Joy Efron retired about 10 years ago after having served as Blend's principal and the head of the visually impaired program for the Los Angeles Unified School District. A Tribute to Phil Hatlen, 1934-2016, Phil Hatlen was a hero. Beyond any doubt, he was a giant in the field of blindness, a leader, mentor, guru, tireless advocate, innovative educator, professor, author, administrator, speaker, presenter, colleague and friend. Half a century ago, in 1964, my husband and I were driving from Michigan to relocate in Los Angeles. I had just left my teaching position at the Michigan School for the Blind and was on my way to become a teacher at Francis Blend School. Along the way, we stopped to visit the California School for the Blind, at that time, located in Berkeley. There we met the impressive principal, later to become superintendent, Phil Hatlen, and spent a wonderful day touring the school. This was the start of my privilege of knowing and working with Phil on various important projects. This tribute is not complete. I am not mentioning names of others who worked closely with him on some of these projects. Nobody? Even Phil accomplishes great things alone. My memory might not be 100% correct regarding some of the dates I mention. And I am not listing all of his accomplishments. Students of Phil, when he was professor of sixth teacher training at San Francisco State University, have been deeply influenced by his lessons. He taught them that every student is different, that individual needs must be assessed and addressed. He stressed the fact that a cookie-cutter approach does not work. First, a little history. For decades, California had a law referred to, in the sixth field, as 910 money. This law allocated $910 per legally blind student in California for Braille and large print books and materials. Some of those funds could be used for hiring Braille transcribers. It did not allow any of the funds to be spent for low-vision students who were not legally blind. In the late 1970s, a one-size-fits-all model was sweeping the state and the legislature, along with the concept of block funding. Suddenly, the 910 money legislation was rescinded. School districts could decide how to spend their funds and were not required to spend it on blind students, leaving zero allocated specifically for specialized instructional materials. To advocate for the needs of blind and visually impaired students in California, LATVI, Leadership Action Team for the Visually Impaired, was formed in the 1970s, and I was privileged to work with Phil and other strong, dedicated people. LATVI had many successes, but was unable to restore funding for specialized materials. To try to rectify this situation, Phil and a small group created the concept of low incidence, broadening the needs of blind and visually impaired students to embrace and include those with hearing disabilities and severe orthopedic impairments. Each of these categories requires highly specialized equipment. LIDAC, Low Incidence Disabilities Advisory Committee, was created. This coalition, representing and advocating for these three groups of students to the California Department of Education and the California Legislature, consisted of professionals, parents and advocates. In my experience, it was the first time these three groups joined to work together. The low incidence concept category was soon to be followed by low incidence funding and laws recognizing unique needs of each of these populations. This California effort of advocacy for students with low incidence disabilities spread to other states and finally to federal legislation. In addition to LIDAC, the Joint Action Committee, JAC, of agencies and organizations of and for the blind and visually impaired was taking an active role. A leader in both of these organizations was, of course, Phil Hatlen. Phil also founded the Living Skills Center, 1972, in San Pablo, California, now called the Hatlin Center, to provide transition independent living skills training to young blind adults. Additionally, he served as executive director of the California Blind Babies Foundation for 10 years. There were many national organizations and endeavors, too many to list here, where Phil was the president or a leader. Everyone who worked with Phil felt respected, valued, and developed deep and meaningful friendships. When Phil left California in 1990 to become the superintendent of the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, many of us were devastated. However, Phil continued his outstanding leadership in Texas as well as making crucial national changes. He expanded JAC to co-chair the National Agenda for the Education of Blind and Visually Impaired, including those with multiple disabilities. I was again fortunate to work with Phil and the initial committee at the beginning of this project. This resulted in a nationwide call to action to improve assessment, education, and curriculum for students with visual impairments. This project clarified the needs of students for disability-specific skills for access to education and curriculum. The expanded core curriculum, of which Phil is considered the father, has resulted in recognition of needs and legislation throughout the U.S. and in many parts of the world. The national agenda was embraced by agencies and organizations of and for the blind. Major goal areas, which were described in detail, include timely referral, parent participation, personnel preparation, caseload determination, array of services, including a full array of placement options, assessment, access to instructional materials, and the expanded core curriculum. The expanded core curriculum is recognized nationally. But this was not enough. Assessment, materials, and curriculum activities needed to be developed to implement the ECC. That became, under Phil's leadership, a stellar accomplishment in Texas. Phil often spoke of the opportunity to be equal and the right to be different, leading to accommodations and accessibility. He also was a strong fighter for an array of placement options, including special schools for the blind, with placement determined by an assessment based on student needs and an informed team, including the parents. Education needs to be a success experience, and placement needs differ from student to student and from time to time. He stated that educators of the blind cannot be apolitical. Blindness is such a low incidence disability, and most educational and legislative decision makers simply don't understand and need to be informed about the specific needs of this population. Several times, when Francis Blend was threatened with closure, Phil was an extremely strong advocate. Phil received too many awards to mention here, but of great significance is that of his 2012 induction into the Hall of Fame of Leaders and Legends in the Blindness Field. I join multitudes of professionals, parents, and consumers in the blindness field in expressing deep appreciation as well as sadness. For additional information, I recommend the following. 1. Talk with Ruth Friedman. Ruth was a student of Phil's at San Francisco State University and can share with you her memories of him as professor in the teacher training program. 2. Expanded Core Curriculum, http://www.afb.org/info/programs-and-services/professional-development/teachers/expanded-core-curriculum/the-right-to-be-different/123453. Induction into the Hall of Fame of Leaders and Legends in the Blindness Field, 2012. http://www.afb.org/hall/inductees/hatlin/. 4. Interview upon retirement in 2007 from TSBVI by Eric Schellein, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=gzu5@p96h05. Tributes on the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired website, http://www.tsbvi.edu/. 6. Responsible inclusion belongs in an array of placement options. I cannot find the source of this wonderful article by Phil, but can forward a copy to anyone who wishes to read it. 7. You might want to Google for further information. Sincerely, Joy R. Efron, retired principal, Francis Blend School, and coordinator, LAUSD Visually Impaired Program, 1982-2004.